Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope you all had a great 4th of July weekend. Happy Independence Day. Very, very weird weekend. It was probably one of the first major travel weekends in terms of flight post-COVID. I understand Memorial Day weekend. That's kind of a big weekend with driving and things like that. But 4th of July weekend was probably one of the biggest weekends in terms of flight, because there were supposed to be a lot of milestones hit when it came to vaccination and came to seeing family and having the additional time off. And having been an air travel passenger, I'm going to tell you, it was a cluster. I feel blessed. You know, I don't think we had, with the exception of a small airline crash in Aspen, I think overall the safety was there. But man, were people ticked. And I just want to tell you guys, don't have the expectations of pre-COVID, post-COVID, even though maybe we're not technically post-COVID because there's still the variants and everything else going on. But, man, you know, you can't let the stewardesses, the flight attendants have it, as I saw some people do. And I understand why people were mad. It just, unfortunately, it wasn't the flight crew's fault. So every time I'm on a plane, I thank the pilot. You know, I always kind of take a peek in the cockpit, you know, just to kind of see what they have and what they're drinking. You know, make sure I don't see like a beer or a whiskey there, right? And I always, you know, are nice to the flight attendants and whatever. But a lot of us used this weekend to, I guess, you know, use up all our travel points and vouchers that we got stuck with throughout COVID. So for those of us that travel a lot, we never got our money back for travel. So we just racked up these extra tickets that got canceled. And for some of the airlines, I think I need to use them by the end of the summer. So what we decided to do was, because I'm not going to fly a bunch of coach, you know, tickets, we upgraded to first class. First class, the area is really, really nice. But the one thing that I think everybody noticed was nobody was offering alcohol. Nobody offered you food, no food. And in fact, some of the flight attendants were outright just rude to you. Now, I get they're understaffed. I get there's been a lot of flight cancellations. But if you're thinking about putting money into first class so you could have this first class experience where they give you food, or like on Seinfeld where they give you a sundae and all that, no food. Maybe you get some peanuts and snack boxes. So you might want to just ask the airline for your money back, or try to get a couple extra coach seats. Southwest advertised, look, you get these tickets, you're going to get some drinks. You get on the plane, no alcohol. And in fact, you only get a choice of four drinks. And, you know, when you're already spending hundreds upon hundreds of dollars a ticket, I'm going to tell you, these tickets were expensive. You really have an issue with customer service. And what I saw over the last few days, just going in and out of airports, is people were very, very frustrated. Now, you know, cry me a river. These airlines are busting their butts. They can't get people to come back to work. In fact, I saw planes delayed because there was no extra crew. And they had to wait for one crew to come from one delayed plane. JFK had, I guess, a water leak in one of the air traffic control towers. I'm not sure if somebody clogged a toilet. Not sure what happened. But then hundreds of flights were delayed. Southwest has had to cancel tons of flights. I think American Airlines had to cancel tons of flights. And so what I wanted to tell you is, if you are thinking about summer travel, you better bring that expectation bar down. Because the last thing you want to do is get mad at the people that actually showed up to work. I'm grateful they showed up to work, but it's not their fault that you had to spend hundreds upon hundreds of dollars for a plane ticket and, you know, get, I guess, griped at when you ask for some water. they got pretty grumpy. And, you know, here's the thing. I understand being understaffed. I get that. When we had people call out in my medical office, I mean, it's frustrating because the people that actually do show up to work are the ones then that have to do the extra work. You know, I tried to answer phones, I tried to file, but I had to see patients. And so we're all, you basically become overwhelmed. And the problem we have, this vicious cycle we're having in any industry, not only travel, is when the people that do show up to work have to work the jobs of two or three people, they're thinking to themselves, why aren't I doing what Bobby or Jane is doing? And I might as well stay home too. And so I don't know what the answer is. And then on top of that, you saw people grumpy, the passengers. I could never be a flight attendant because I think passengers are a pain in the butt. I listen to them. They're a real pain in the butt. And the passengers are mad because they spent like $700 for a coach ticket and they can't even get a drink when they want to. So I would suggest to all of you, bring that expectation bar down. Don't spend that kind of money on the it's not worth it. The airlines are trying to recoup, but that supply and demand, if you guys are going to spend those $700-$800 for a coach ticket domestic, they're going to keep charging it. And if you're not even going to get the service you need because they don't have the staff, don't pay it. Find another way to travel. It's just not worth it, and it's a vicious cycle. And the more passengers are angry, the more crew doesn't want to come to work. And I'm noticing that also in restaurants. I'm noticing that everywhere. People are like, I asked for a fork 15 minutes ago. Well, that one waiter that came to work, you think they give a heart and dudes that it took you 15 minutes to get a fork? They're trying to hold down the fort. So I'd like to hear from you guys what you've noticed, but just as a warning in terms of the money you guys are spending, you're going to try to go out to a nice meal, you want to go and see a show. Yeah, I'm just noticing time and time again since this pandemic that the quality and the customer service is dropping so badly that at some point I think customers are like, it's just not worth it. And that's when inflation gets really bad. That's when more businesses close, and it's a very, very scary time. And I think air travel is one of the barometers or one of the symptoms of this brewing mess. So I'm grateful. Pilots did a good job. Those that came to work did a great job considering. But, man, I wouldn't spend the money, to be honest. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So having been an ER doc and an urgent care doc as well as a family doctor for years, I saw a huge share of penis injuries. And so we need to, I think, spend a couple minutes on how to protect your penis because some of these injuries are really, really bad. And making the headlines this weekend was somebody who sustained a quote-unquote penile fracture. But what was so rare about this one is it was a vertical fracture and not a horizontal fracture. And I hate the term fracture. I hate when you hear people discuss, yeah, he fractured his penis. Well, there's no bones to fracture. A fracture is a term we use for a bone. You could tear something, you could destroy tissue, but the anatomy is such that there are no bones in the male genitalia per se. Maybe with the hips and pelvis. But you might hear the term penis fracture, and it's where the tunica albuginea, and I'm not very good at pronouncing all these, that is the sheath surrounding the blood vessels of the corpus cavernosum that has all the juicy stuff that is needed to make a male erect and be able to do what he needs to do. When that tears, you lose the formation of it, you lose the structure of it, you can sometimes lose the ability to urinate as well as sex, and it's very, very dangerous. And sadly, many people kind of do this to themselves. So we're going to talk about the different types of penis injuries, especially the ones that have to do with fractures. So apparently this was a 40-year-old male who had, I guess, a pretty forceful sexual contact where when he hit his partner's perineum, which is the area, I guess, between the genitals and the anus area. We talked about, you know, where the anatomy is. And so when you have, whether it's a penis or a vagina, and then you have the anus, there's a space in there. And that space could be pretty firm for some. And so sadly, during sexual intercourse, rather than it going into an open area, because there's some orifices in that area to help absorb some of the pressure and momentum and torque and force, right, of a thrust. I'm trying to be as rated PG with this as possible. If there's any sort of thrust that ends up hitting a wall, you could sadly get some sort of a buckling. And that's what they believe happened to this gentleman. The thing is his quote-unquote penis fracture wasn't the typical one. So with a typical penis fracture, if there's like something going on, right, with sex or trauma or whatever, you might hear a pop. It will get really purple, swollen, dark, and it'll look like an eggplant. We call it the eggplant sign. You'll never be able to look at an eggplant again. And then because the tunica albuginea, and I know I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but it looks like tunica albuginea. Oh, man, I lost my glasses. Oh, hold on a second. Yeah, I need that just in case. The tunica, if that tears, then you lost that support, so the penis will fall to the side. It's called a rolling sign. So when somebody would come into the ER with any of those injuries, you would think, okay, well then that's pretty classic for you probably sustain a quote unquote penis fracture or tear of the tunica. But this person didn't have that. He didn't have any of those symptoms. He didn't have a pop. It didn't look like an eggplant down there. So what we think happened is it buckled. And a buckle is where you have vertical force. Now, some of the forces, I think I read somewhere, 1,300 PSI. There's a lot of different forces. I think when you ride a bike, I thought I saw somewhere, bike riders get at least 75 pounds of force on their testicles. I need to look that up. But just sitting on a bike causes force to the perineal area. So imagine when you're kind of in the throes of sex, that could be pretty forceful. So I put a picture of this. When you actually see the, you know, when you actually kind of see the what it looks like, I posted the MRI. Apparently what happened is somebody came in with this penis injury, pain and all that, didn't have the eggplant sign or the rolling sign, so they did an MRI, and the MRI found a 3-centimeter vertical tear of the tunica at the ventral aspect, which is the underside of the right corpus cavernosum. It did kind of turn, but it just didn't have that typical look. So what do we have to do? Well, we have to do surgery. So the urologist will come in, do surgery. Hopefully you'll be able to have your erections back and have your ability to urinate. I mean, it's a medical emergency. Any injury there is a medical emergency. So what are some things that happen to people who have penises? Well, you know, in addition to penile, quote-unquote, fractures, there's some that sadly zip up. They get their zipper. They zip it up. It's not funny. It's painful. I can't even imagine. This is why I'm glad everybody goes, oh, you know, females have penis envy. No. I could see myself get that thing caught in so many different, I've ridden bikes. It is so nice to have the anatomy that just very easily sits on one of those little banana seat thingies. I just couldn't even imagine having any sort of body parts there. But zipper issues, penile amputations, sometimes not only could somebody like a Lorraine Bobbitt try to cut off the appendage, but some people might do it themselves. In certain psychoses, they feel like if they remove that part, the evil will go away or their demons will go away. So sadly, there are many people out there that try to cut off their penis. So that sadly could also be an issue. We have to control bleeding, surgery. We try to salvage the penile tissue. And then you have, other sorts of issues that happen with the scrotal skin. There's like an avulsion of the skin or scrotal injuries. And then those are just, those are pretty devastating. And then sometimes penises get strangulated. So metal rings, constricting bands. I don't have, you know, that genitalia, but my guess is there are boys and men or people that feel like it's a ring holder or maybe they do these challenges. How long can you go strangulating it before you, and there's like a game, you know, and somebody might be able to go 5 minutes. Don't do that. Please just don't do that, because that's just a pain. And then sometimes people will stick things into the urethra, and the penetrating injuries, I'm not sure why. It's not supposed to be sexually gratifying, that area. In fact, it's supposed to be very, very painful. But sadly, some people will stick things in there. And then a very, very common injury, and this is what I saw in the ER, were bites. And okay. So if I could be frank, we really don't have classes on sex like we need. Okay? We'll get sex ed, but nobody really teaches you what to do. And so somebody will tell somebody that you need to bite. And they're like, really? They're into that? Yeah. Now remember, it could be a girl that's jealous that you're dating that person. So they might want, you know, that sexual escapade to go so badly that now he's single and then dates her. So, you know, who knows what's going on. But, you know, sadly, things happen where there's bites. And then when that happens, that could also cause amputation and cause, you know, just, it's not even, you know, there's frenulum injury. There's all sorts of things that sadly happen. And so I would urge anybody, I don't care if you have the genitalia or not, to take a look. I have one little drawing I wrote a piece on this. It's on my Twitter and my Facebook. And when you look and you see the structures within the male genitalia, it's very academic, right? Okay, so it's not supposed to be sexy by any means, but it just kind of reminds you how delicate the tissues are. And I think a lot of us abuse things because we're like, well, I was able to have that one night drunk, so I could definitely have this. And it just kind of goes to show you that you could really injure yourself. Same thing with Viagra. Priapism is another form of injury where you'll take a erectile dysfunction medication and then the blood flow just doesn't go back, and you know, and you don't have that detuminescence, that diminution of the erection. That's pretty painful too. So if you take care of your teeth, if you take care of your hair, if you take care of your heart, take care of the genitalia. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two drug felons escaped from a federal prison in Texas on the 4th of July. Inmates Arturo Campos Zamora and Christopher Salazar were discovered missing from a satellite camp in Three Rivers, Texas, just before 2:30 a.m. local time. One man is 57 years old, 5'7", weighs 152 pounds. The other is 27 years old, 6 feet, weighing approximately 260 pounds. Blue Jackets goaltender Matias Kivlinex died Sunday night as a result of what the organization described as a tragic accident in which he suffered an apparent head injury after a fall at a private home. He was 24. Michigan police said Kivlinex was attempting to jump out of a hot tub with others after a fireworks malfunction. He slipped and hit his head on the concrete. Congresswoman and squad member Cori Bush, the Democrat from Missouri, is facing backlash for her 4th of July tweet claiming America is only free for white people. USA Radio News. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos formally steps down as CEO on Monday, the 24th anniversary of the company's incorporation. Taking over for Bezos is Andy Jassy, an executive who's been with Amazon since 97 and previously worked as CEO of Amazon Web Services. Bezos will stay on as an executive chair on the company's board. The last standing building at the Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida has been leveled. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Demolition crews have brought down the remaining portion of the Champlain South condo tower in Surfside, Florida. Authorities decided the portion of the building that remained standing after the partial collapse could have been at risk from falling on its own in the winds of the oncoming tropical storm Elsa. Search and rescue operations will resume once crews are given the all clear. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Rocky.
The Stanley Cup Finals continue Monday at the Montreal Canadiens home ice. The Tampa Bay Lightning lead the best-of-seven series 3-0. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sadly, it was a pretty deadly weekend. Columbus Blue Jackets goaltender Matias Kivlinex, 24 years old, died after slipping and hitting his head on concrete while he was fleeing a hot tub because there was an out-of-control firework heading towards him. And he was just trying to escape that. This is just a freak accident. So Columbus Blue Jackets goaltender Matias Kivlinex died. He fell, hit his head as he tried to escape. This is on July 4th as an out-of-control fireworks display at a private residence was coming towards him. Police Lieutenant Jason Meyer in Michigan said a mortar-style firework tilted slightly after being ignited and started firing toward a crowd of people during the July 4th celebration. He was in the hot tub, was fleeing among several others, but he slipped and hit his head on the concrete. Fire department EMTs got to the private home at about 10:13 p.m. on Sunday, took him to a hospital, and sadly he was pronounced dead. An autopsy is scheduled for Monday. Meyer told Daily Mail that an incident report is not expected to be public for another day or two. And, I mean, just so tragic. These firework issues where they had another explosion. I'm trying to see what city this was, where in Maryland, there was apparently a fireworks explosion in Maryland that led to show cancellations because, I guess during the setup, this was in Ocean City, a bunch of people got injured and they went off when they weren't supposed to. Then speaking of firework injuries, there was a man who died in an accident because a mortar shell exploded next to him. This was a mortar shell exploded inside a firework tube. It sent a shrapnel into the man's body and killed him on site. This happened at 12:20 a.m. on Sunday, July 4th, about 95 miles northeast of Indianapolis. First responders were called to the scene. Man was injured while setting off fireworks. This is so sad. I mean, just time and time again, the number of firework injuries that we see is just mind-boggling. When authorities arrived, they found the 41-year-old victim, Stephen Sims of Hartford City, Indiana, with critical injuries to his abdomen. Now, the coroner said life-saving efforts were immediately attempted to try to save him. So my guess is, you know, multiple internal bleeding and I can't even imagine. And then ultimately he succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. I live in Vegas, and so we got off the plane and everybody was running to the parking garage. And they were like, fireworks. I'm like, but it's 11 o'clock at night. The fireworks go off at like 9. I was really surprised. And apparently, there were fireworks at 11 p.m. So I put a video of it if you want to see. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook if you want to see Las Vegas fireworks. It really was beautiful. And, I mean, I'm of the mindset to just do let the cities that do the fireworks, let them... they're the ones that have the, you know, fire and rescue. They're the ones that have the training. But a lot of us, sadly, when we, you know, do it ourselves, it unfortunately, you know, we have fires. Apparently, there's about 19,000 fires a year, 40 civilian injuries, tons of property damage. And it's just beyond, what it needs to be. 19,500 reporters last year, injuries to the eyes, head, face, arm, finger, trunk, leg, burns, and the ones that are most dangerous, as we spoke about before, seem to be the sparklers just because they're the most common, but of course the ones that are illegal, those are also the most dangerous. So in Ocean City, Maryland, they were getting ready for the pyrotechnics and some of them accidentally fired. Now, this was on the beach, and the explosions were caught on video. What was initially called a vehicle fire at about 10:30 in the morning was actually an accidental fireworks discharge. Sadly, employees for the fireworks company had injuries. Many refused hospital transport. No bystanders, luckily, were injured. They said prior to the fireworks being offloaded from the vehicle, fire marshals secured a safe zone around the fireworks and put other safety protocols in place. That's kind of what I'm saying. You know, you want to let, you know, the big boys and girls, you know, let the grown-ups do it, the ones that really know what they're doing. And then, and again, sorry, this is kind of a sad segment, but one dead and three injured after a raft overturned on a water ride at an Iowa amusement park. A raft carrying six people flipped over on the Raging River ride at Adventureland Park in Altoona, Iowa. Four of the passengers were sent to the hospital, three of whom were in critical condition. One suffered minor injuries. One of the victims has since died. Now, theme park officials said the ride was inspected just one day before the incident and was found to be in good working order. Now the ride is going to remain closed. The water ride is a very, very similar ride. I think there's like a Raging Waters in California Adventure. And it's one of those rafts where multiple people, eight people can sit in it. So four couples, they can hold on to a bar. And as you go down the river, you turn and there's a flow and possibly a track. And then as you hit things, people get splashed, and everybody is almost guaranteed to get wet. And you try to hide, and you scream, and all that, and it's pretty, pretty fun. Sadly, though, it flipped. It's not supposed to flip. Now, I don't know if it's a weight distribution issue, or what could have happened. So four passengers sent to the hospital, three were critical, and then one sadly died. And the water park's a great park. It just has, I mean, it's a kid's favorite in the Midwest. So the names of the victims have not been released. And then I really hate to tell you guys this story. Apparently a couple Norwegian teenage sisters took the weekend to go hiking in Melsjøen Mountain. This is in Norway. It's a beautiful spot. I've never been, but it is exquisite. The mountains and the green. And apparently there was a lightning storm. Nobody was prepared for it. The storm came on too fast and nobody was expecting it. And so an 18-year-old and a 12-year-old were killed when the lightning bolt struck. Another sister was injured, but she was taken to a hospital in nearby Bergen, Norway. Now, according to local broadcaster NRK, more than 800 lightning strikes were recorded in the area on Sunday. And harried Mayor Brent Brendal stated nobody could have predicted the storm. It came on so quickly. So as we discussed with the lightning, an average bolt contains close to 1 billion volts of electricity. 45 to 100 hit the Earth's surface every second. I saw lightning coming in, you know, on my flight yesterday, and it's like lightning's everywhere. And sadly, the summer months are the peak months. Now, how many people die a year of lightning? Well, during the period of 2006 to 2019, 418 people were struck and killed by lightning in the U.S. alone. 418. And I know people say, well, gosh, you know, you have a better chance of winning the lottery than being struck by lightning. I really think you have a much higher chance than you think of being struck by lightning. I just do. And, you know, many people aren't outside in a storm. And, you know, that's why when you see thunder, when thunder roars, go indoors. That's kind of the same. But when they looked at this study of 2006 to 2019, and I know 418 people is a lot, but to me, 418 too many. They said fishermen accounted for four times as many fatalities as golfers. Beach activities and camping each accounted for about twice as many deaths as golf. Well, fishermen are going to be, you know, outdoors a lot more. So also those who are outdoors a lot more, sadly, are at higher risk. All right, guys, we'll try to talk about something happier. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners said they had trouble on a plane wearing a mask and they had trouble breathing. And why is that? And I did too. I do not do well with the mask on the plane. Now, mind you, it's hot, humid. I was in South Carolina, and South Carolina was amazing. But every time I fly, I notice I have an issue with the mask. And what's happening there is it's not that there's less oxygen per se on the plane. Wherever you are, there's about 21% oxygen in your air. Okay? So whether you're sea level in the atmosphere, the air has 21% oxygen. But the air pressure changes the ability of you to breathe in the same amount of oxygen and air. So I noticed even on the plane, people just kind of opening up their mask and trying to breathe. Or keeping on ordering drinks so they could have the mask off and they could breathe better. So on a plane and having difficulty breathing, one, It could be just a sign that, you know, the pressure is getting to you. It could also be a sign that you have medical issues. So those people with COPD or other sorts of lung issues might actually need supplemental oxygen to breathe on a plane. Well, one group of individuals who have a heck of a time wearing a mask on a plane are little kids. And there's been these rules that anybody over 2 years old needs to wear a mask. And that's, I think, also one of the reasons why the flight attendants were a little bit, you know, grumpy. Because they had to keep yelling at people to put the mask on. You need a mask, you need a mask, you need a mask. They spent so much time on the mask, they couldn't serve people food and drinks and, you know, the things that the people paid for. So it was all about the masks. And I've been asked by many parents, how healthy is it for a child to be covering up their nose and mouth when they need to breathe and they need to be active and they need to run around? Well, there was a study looking at nurses, and they found some mild hypercapnia, some mild elevations in carbon dioxide in their blood. But most medical experts say you're fine. You're getting enough oxygen, you're fine. Well, a group of experts, and this is a paper published in JAMA Network, in fact, a research letter by scientists from Poland, Germany, and Austria, said stop it. Don't be forcing kids to wear masks, because after just 3 minutes of wear, the unacceptable carbon dioxide levels were already noted. So they looked at 45 children who were 10 years old on average. Ages range anywhere from 6 to 17. And open air has about 0.04% carbon dioxide by volume, according to the German Federal Environmental Office. Then they cap off acceptable carbon dioxide volume in closed rooms at 0.2%. So to conduct the study, the team first measured baseline carbon dioxide levels without the mask. Then for each mask, the team measured 3 minutes of carbon dioxide in both inhaled and exhaled air, and then 3 minutes of carbon dioxide content during inhalation and 3 minutes of carbon dioxide content during exhalation. And they found that the levels of carbon dioxide exceeded acceptable levels about 3 minutes by a factor of 6, which was about 13,001 to 13,900 parts per million, in inhaled air while under a surgical and filtering face piece. So they said the youngest child had the highest values, though there was a 7-year-old child's carbon dioxide level measured at 25,000 ppm. And these kids at school, they're not wearing their mask for 3 minutes. They're wearing the mask, according to this study, for 270 minutes, or on average 4.5 hours. If your kid is in school for 8 hours a day, it's even longer. Now, yes, this study has limitations. It was reported by Fox News, short-term nature, only 45 kids. Maybe because the kids were around the grown-ups, they were a little apprehensive, so maybe they hyperventilated a little bit. But there's been multiple other studies and discussions on kids wearing masks and how they're more irritable, they have headaches, they don't concentrate well. You know, we really need to kind of rethink what we're doing with schools and forcing kids to have the mask. But I am fine with the mask running around 118 degree weather here in Las Vegas, but get me on a plane, I feel it. And I could just imagine if you were a kid. So, you know, researchers couldn't pin a causal relationship between mask use and complaints due to study limitations, but they said most of the complaints reported by children can be understood as consequences of elevated carbon dioxide levels in inhaled air. They said the dead volume space of the masks collect the exhaled carbon dioxide quickly, so they breathe it back in when it mixes with fresh air. And so carbon dioxide in the bloodstream could then unfortunately cause them to, like I said, concentration, headache, other issues. Now, other researchers have argued that kids should not wear face masks regardless of vaccination status because of their low risk. These were an opinion pieces from University of California, Davis. So right now, according to the CDC, they are advising universal face masks, even in schools. Now, Dr. Fauci has weighed in on vaccinated individuals wearing masks. And Dr. Fauci is still very, very active. He's still working and still, you know, giving his opinions. And he said the vaccinated people should, quote, go the extra mile and wear masks if they're in an area with low vaccination rate. And he says it's critical that they go the extra mile. And so I know many of you are just so over this with the masks and the vaccine. But he had said on Sunday that Americans traveling to places with low vaccination rates should go the extra mile and wear a mask even if they're fully vaccinated. This was on Meet the Press. And apparently Chuck Todd said Mississippi has the lowest vaccination rate in the U.S. asked Fauci whether he would wear a mask if he was traveling there. And he said, I think there would be a good reason to do that. He said, I think there would be a good reason to do that because we've said so often that vaccines are not even as good as they are and highly effective. Nothing is 100%. He said, if you put yourself in an environment in which you have a high level of viral dynamics and a very low level of vaccine, you might want to go the extra step and say, when I'm in that area where there's a considerable degree of viral circulation, I might want to go the extra mile and be cautious. So, you know, in terms of vaccination, the death rate after vaccination is low. But the reason I think a lot of public officials push the masks is if they see people wear a mask, if other people see people wear a mask, they might be more inclined to do so. But when you see people without the mask, they don't. I have the same behavior. So after being in masks for traveling 7-8 hours yesterday, because going from Charleston, South Carolina to Vegas, you had to make a stop. And so, and in airports, you have to wear a mask. So after wearing masks for 8-9 hours, I'm in the Vegas airport. And as I step out to start going to passenger pickup, I've seen nobody wear a mask. And I'm like, I look like an idiot wearing a mask. And I go, thank God I can take off the mask. And so there's this copycat mentality we have of when you see somebody not wear a mask, you want to rip yours off. And so I think public officials don't want unvaccinated individuals not wearing a mask. So they want vaccinated people to maybe still wear the mask to have that optic. And I'm telling you right now, I don't think many of those people running around were vaccinated. They just didn't want to wear a mask. It was hot. In South Carolina, it was humid. People did not want to wear the mask. So, you know, with Fauci's recommendation, I see what he's saying. You're not 100% safe. This Delta variant is scary, so we don't really know exactly what it could do. But honestly, when people aren't breathing and they're opening up to breathe or to cough or sneeze, they're not protecting themselves anyway. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.